to introduce my message tonight, if you can put up the screen if you want, my message tonight is called Homegrown Heroes. Come on, why don't you turn to someone and say Homegrown Heroes? Just so you got it. They're also on the notes there. So what tunes am I going to play tonight just for fun? Here, and like I said to someone, this is a pub quiz without the pub. So you're playing against your neighbor. So you can guess the most tunes. Extra bonus points if you sing along also. Here we go.
Let me be your hero.
All the girls went, oh. All the guys went, oh.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance?
I know you know it. Sing it. Come on.
Would you run and never look back?
I know it seems so wrong, but feels so right, doesn't it? Sing it.
If you saw me crying.
Somebody knows all the words over here.
Would you save my soul tonight?
Save my soul tonight, Jesus. See, what I've worked out with any song, you can make it Christian.
Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die?
This is easy preaching. Jesus.
Hold me in your arms tonight.
Sing it all together. Jesus, you're my hero.
Be your hero, baby.
Oh, Jesus, you're my hero.
I can kiss him.
All right, you all know that one. Yeah, I couldn't quite work out some Christian lyrics to go in that bit there. Jesus comes along
with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside.
Come on, Jess.
And you know you can survive.
Sarah.
When you feel like hope is gone, look inside you.
You're loving this, aren't you?
Strong, and you finally see the truth.
Jesus lives in you. Praise the Lord. We've got one more, have we? This is a bit more old school. My son won't know this. Won't know this one. That's 80s dancing. That's M People. What we got here? Oh, if you love the 80s. Shell suits. It's such a carnal church. Where did I tell everyone? They will say, how was it at Valley Church? Well, they're very carnal. We've already got Jesus. All right, enough of that. That was just a test to see how spiritual you are. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of carnal people in here tonight, Bed. I am talking about heroes, homegrown heroes. I love watching movies. I'm sure you do. In movies, there's pretty much four character types. You can sum up every movie down the backbone of these four characters. The villain. Boo. There's the victim. Oh. There's the hero. And then there's the one that always gets missed off. The guide. The wise guide. How many people like Star Wars? The hero is Luke. The villain is Darth Vader. The victims are the poor people. And the guide is Yoda. Every movie has a guide. Every movie has a hero. And what I've realized is church is just the same. There's the victims, there's the devil, there's the heroes, and then there's the guides. And I've thought about this, and I've always wanted to be the hero. But sadly, in church, we're told, no, get a grip of yourself. Get a grip of yourself. Calm down. It's not about you. But I've always had this urge to be the hero. I've had this big revelation I want to tell you tonight. That God is the guide, and we are the heroes. So I've come dressed appropriately. Now, we can keep this between us because the rest of the world don't really know Batman's identity. I didn't want to wear the mask tonight. I'm here to tell you that God thinks you are a hero. And we've got to get over ourselves and all this false humility of, no, it's not me. I am just a worm. It's him who works through me. We know that. But as a great preacher, Robert Ferguson once said, God's method is a man. God's method is a man. We are the hero. God is the guide. The problem is church today, Pastor Ed, we're full of guides. We're full of guides. We're full of good advice. We've got so many opinions. We don't know what to do with them. We know how to change the world. We know what's wrong with the world. We know what we need to do. But God's saying, I don't need your opinions. I'm pretty wise myself. All I need is a hero. And so I've had this fresh revelation. I'm going to stop all this false humility stuff. I'm going to say, God, if you need a hero, I'll be your man. See, when we look in the Bible, it's quite obvious that God is looking for a hero. I love the scripture in Ezekiel 22, verse 30. It says, I looked for someone amongst them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so that I would not have to destroy it. But sadly, I found none. He found a lot of people with opinions, but he couldn't find a hero. I wonder if what God could do with a church full of heroes in Preston today. I wonder what God could do with a church full of homegrown heroes. See, we're waiting for Superman to come. We're waiting for someone to come. But hey, I'll give you a clue. When Jesus said, it is finished, over to you. He's done it. Jesus has done what he's called to do. He's done the hard work. Now he says, over to you. In fact, in the Word tells us that he says, greater things that you will do than I ever did. What do you mean? How can we possibly do more than he did? And greater? Because we have the power of the Holy Spirit alive in us. God himself, by the power of the Holy Spirit, decided to come and make his residence inside of you and me. And so tonight, I want to tell you, you're not a worm. You're not worthless. You're not insignificant. I want you to start calling yourself a homegrown hero. God is not going to parachute anybody into Preston to Valley Church. I've come for a day, but I'm only here for a day. Other preachers will come. Other people will come. But guess what God's plan A is in Preston Valley Church? It's you. Turn to the person next to you and say, God's plan A is you. Turn to the person in the other side and say, God's plan B is you. No, don't say that. That's cruel. Whether you're young and you're a teenager, whether you're like me and you're in that family season of life, or whether you've been round the block a few times, I want to tell you, you're still a hero. We don't need heroes. God's not looking for heroes of one certain type. He's looking for anybody who will stand in the gap. God didn't say, I looked for someone who was young and good-looking who could speak well to stand in the gap. He didn't say, I looked for someone who was older and wise and been there, worn the T-shirt, written the book to stand in the gap. He just said, I looked for someone. I've decided it's going to be me. How about you? See, the thing about heroes is there's never just one superhero. There's many superheroes. You've not seen the Avengers? I love the Avengers because we used to have movies about Superman and Batman. But then we had this amazing thing happen where we now have the Avengers, a whole army of superheroes. I've forgotten your name with the red hat. Yeah. Gemma. Come. Joe. That's a boy's name. Oh, short for Joanne, sorry. Joe, come on out here. I think you're a hero. Would I be right in saying that she's a hero? Are you a hero? You are a hero. I watched you today in the worship. You stood right here. Kind of like. You got to close your eyes the whole time, doing just. Awesome. You're a hero. She's a homegrown hero, right? She hasn't been parachuted in. Jesus didn't say, hey, it's finished, but I'm coming back because she won't be able to handle it. No, he said, hey, it's finished. You are the hero. Over to you, homegrown hero, Joe. Sounds like a boy's name. Are you sure that's a girl's name? We've got a hero t-shirt. I think you should wear this. Can you stick that on? I'm going to let you keep that, right? On one condition. You sit on that speaker and be one of my props for the whole time through. Is that all right? Sit there. Give it up for Superhero. You know her. You knew her formerly as Joe, that girl with the boy's name. But you can now call her Wonder Woman. God's looking for someone to stand in the gap. Just someone. You don't need to have one of them trendy beards like Sam's got. You don't need to be good and young and good looking like this young chap. You don't need to be awesome on the guitar. He's just looking for someone. Whether you've got hair or no hair, it really doesn't matter. Amen? Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. If you're super talented, if you've been to Bible college, if you've completed your master's in theology, if you're really talented and good with people, if you're really rich. No, he just said, go into all the world. That's permission. Nudge the person next to you and say, that's me. He's talking to me. That's me he's talking about. Come on, tell someone that. That means you, Super Wonder Woman. God is looking for a hero, and I want to tell you, you're going to be hearing about me down south in Hertfordshire. You're going to be hearing about me and my church and my family and my son. You're going to be hearing about us in the years to come because we've decided, God, we'll stand in the gap. We'll go. We'll be the heroes. Here's the thing. I was going to say I've studied the word, but I've studied superheroes. I've got four boys, superheroes everywhere in my house. Lego. Anyone else really hate Lego? When you stand on it? It's from the devil. I just want to put it out there. I think that's from the devil. But I've studied superheroes. No superhero is in it for themselves. Every superhero is out to serve another. So I'm not going to be a hero so you can say, I've heard about that hero down there. He's amazing. No, you're going to say, I've heard about that hero. Isn't his guide amazing? And I've told my church, I don't need any of your opinions. I need your superhero-ness. I need your stand in the gap-ness. I need your you're ready to go-ness. I don't need any more of your opinions. I didn't kind of put it like that. I said it much nicer. But look, John 4:35. I love this scripture so much. John 4:35. If you're man enough, get a pink highlighter pen and highlight this in your Bible. Jesus said, don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe unto harvest. Let me give you the Valley Church Preston translation. Haven't you heard it said that you're going to wait forever for your friends on your friendship to get to know Jesus? Haven't you heard it said that one day will reach 500 people. Haven't you heard it said? Didn't Pastor Ed say one day we're believing for 1,000 people in Valley Church to know Jesus and be a follower of him? Well, I tell you, don't be an idiot. Get out there. They're ready. They're waiting. They're your neighbors. They're your college buddies. They're your university friends. They're your flatmates. It's your mom. It's your dad. When I became a Christian at the age of 16, do you know what? I believed that God had called me. Today, my mom and dad have surrendered their lives to Jesus. Now, do you know what? They're not missionaries in Africa, but I want to tell you, they've surrendered their lives to Jesus. My sisters, one of my brothers gave his life to Jesus. There's just one other. He's stubborn. But here's the truth. I've always said to God, use me, use me, use me. And the devil will say, but you know what? How could God use you? How's God going to use you? No, he'll use someone else with more talent, with more gifts. He'll use someone else. And so what I've become over the years was a guide. Church is full of guides. Well, let me tell you how I think we could reach Preston. And we go into a 5-year strategic plan. And God said, no, the fields are white unto harvest. But God, let us get the plan together because we've got a 2020 vision. 2020 vision. I used to think that meant you could see properly. Now it's become some sort of spiritual mantra. And forgive me if you've said it because I've said it before. Oh, we've got a vision, 2020 vision. Then we'll have a 30-30 vision. Then we'll have a 40-40 vision. Some of us won't be around to see that vision. But then we'll have a 50-50 vision. I'm like, come on. Now is the time. I'll be the hero. I love Batman. They just put a light in the sky. And whatever he's doing, he appears. I've said to God, anytime you put a light in the sky, I'll appear. Because God's method is a man. And you're looking for someone to stand in the gap. God, please choose me. Please, me, God, me, God, me, me. Why don't we have that? Well, I've got 5 children. I've got Max and I've got 3 more boys. If I'm saying, who wants to come to the shop with daddy because I'm going to buy you a whole lot of sweets? They'll go, me, pick me. No, don't pick him, pick me. God is saying, who wants to go out and reach the world for Jesus? And we're, well, let me tell you, God, we're going to do that in the year 2040. We've got a 10-year strategic plan to reach everybody in Preston. And God's saying, no, just reach your neighbor. Just reach your, befriend your work colleague tomorrow. That neighbor whose marriage is on the rocks, why don't you try and be a hero? Oh, no, not me. He who works through me. Get over yourself. I'm sick of hearing it. Oh, you did really well. Oh, no, it wasn't me. I thought I preached really well this morning. Max told me. Got in the car, I said, Dad, that was awesome. Do you know what I said? Thanks, mate. Years ago, I would have said, oh, no, surely not me. You can say it again, and I'll just deflect that with my shield of humility up to heaven. Do you think God's bothered that my 15-year-old son said to me, Dad, you preached awesome? No, God probably inspired him to encourage me because the pastor very seldom gets told he preaches well. Is that right, Pastor Ed? I love it when people come up and say, you probably get this all the time, but you preach really well. No, we don't get that all the time. Most time, it's critics. You preach too long, you preach too short. Preach too deep, you preach too shallow, you didn't use enough scriptures, playing those silly tunes at the beginning. I'm on one tonight because I got up really early to drive here. I'm on the edge. God is looking for a hero, and guess what? You are the hero. Are you kidding? Did we meet in the fellowship time earlier? We did. I turned around and introduced myself to you. Just then. Katie, you did kids' church this morning. Now, Katie didn't get a chance to listen to the message this morning, so which she's going to listen to on the podcast and take notes and meditate in on it day and night for 40 days. But that's just what she said. I've got kids, and I send my kids to kids' church every Sunday. I love kids' workers. So, Katie, to me, you're standing in the gap. And so I'm saying, hey, I just need some people to stand in the gap while we grow the church, because when we grow the church, they're going to bring the kids. Anyone to stand in the gap? Katie, you said, hey, pick me. I don't know if you're a good kids worker or whether they're thinking, oh, can't wait till she leaves. I don't know you. And to be honest, every parent with small kids, they don't really care as long as they can send their kids. Katie, come on out here. You're a hero tonight. Supergirl, stick that on. Sit down there. If you don't want to stick it on, just kind of, I don't know, wear it on top. I want to see that Supergirl. Katie, yeah, you were used to be known as Katie, the kids' church helper. You can now call her Supergirl in future. Have some respect. She's a hero. Come on, Katie. On a serious note, if you are a kids' worker, honestly, you have my heart. There's a few people I've always loved, Ed. One are midwives, because I've got five kids. You know, like when your wife gives birth, you should run over and kiss your wife. I'm kissing the midwives. I love you! And then kids workers. Can we give all the kids workers in this church a big round of applause? Katie! AKA Supergirl. Now, I doubt if Katie's can fly. No? Working on it. Katie is just Katie. But I want to tell you, God's just looking for a Katie. He's not looking for the perfect Katie. He's looking for somebody who will make mistakes, who will not do it perfect every time, who probably could not recite the book of Revelation. But she is a superhero, as is Wonder Woman Joe over here. Let me tell you some differences. You got the point? I'm one of those preachers, I don't go deep, I stay shallow. Seriously. I refuse to go deep with our church until we get the shallow. My four-year-old son, if he comes on holiday with us, you know, the older boys, they want to go deep because they've mastered the shallows. Will, he's terrified of the shallows. He doesn't know how to stand up in the shallows on the beach on holiday. My other boys can. They master it. I don't think the church has mastered anything. We're so deep, we're out of our depth. And we need to get back in the shallows and master the shallows. And the shallows are, like I said this morning, let's get some friends on our ship. And the shallows today are, recognize who you are in Christ. You are a hero in Christ. And you're a homegrown hero. Let me give you some differences between the guide who, by the way, you're not the guide. That's the revelation that I've had, Ed. Michelle, I'm not the guide. I'm the hero. I think God keeps banging his head against his heavenly wall saying, I wish that pastor down there would get it. I don't need his opinions. I don't need his strategic plans. I appreciate he's putting some thought into it. I just need him to be the hero. So you can call on me, God. Difference between a guide and a hero, and these are in the notes. You might find them useful. A guide says go, but the hero gets going. Big difference. We need to stop sitting around in our little groups and saying, let's talk about going. No, the hero gets going. As soon as Superman hears with his super hearing ears, both of them, that someone in his distress, what does he do? Straight into the telephone box. He'd have trouble now because there's no telephone boxes. Where would Superman get dressed? And he's off. As soon as Batman sees the light in the sky, he's off. I wonder if we could just, the moment we see, we recognize that the fields are white unto harvest, if we just got going. Just get going. You don't need permission from Pastor Ed or Michelle. You just need to get going. You don't need their blessing to reach people for Jesus. Is that okay? Is that okay with you, senior leaders, if people reach people for Jesus in their way? Sure. You don't want them to go through a class of how to win people to Jesus? Are you sure you don't want to see their certification? They don't want to go through some disclosure check of making sure that they can lead someone to Jesus? Are you sure? Yeah. All right, permission granted. You can all do it. The light is up. Hey, number two, the guide makes a way, but the hero finds a way. The guide makes a way. God has made a way. Jesus said, use my name. In my name, go. We've got to find a way. When we started our church, Max got promoted to executive kids pastor. You know when the pastor comes up to you and says, well, you sense the hand of God on your life. What follows is him asking you to do something. I just really strongly sensed the hand of God on your life. Well, I did that with Max when we had about six people. People started turning up at our house because we advertised on Facebook we're going to start a new church. I haven't been to church planting school. I haven't even been to Bible college. Don't tell anyone. But we said, hey, if you want to know Jesus and you ain't got a church and you're moving into the area, here's my address. And we put it on Facebook. Don't do that, by the way. That's not wise. I don't know why we did it. It was a God moment. People started turning up at our front door in our normal little house, knocking, said, is this where the church is? I was like, who are you? And why have you brought your kids? You've got kids! And so I said, come in. And I got Max. I said, God, Max, I really sense the hand of God on your 11-year-old shoulders. Do not listen to people. They will despise you because you are young. And I pulled out all the scriptures. And I said, God, arise, Sir Max, executive kids pastor. Go to the garage and take the kids. And he started the kids ministry in the garage. We got some old pictures, haven't we, Max? But what is clearly apparent is we did it so maverick. There was clearly no risk assessment done. Don't tell anyone. If this is going out on podcast, that was a joke. The boar hanging in the corner. The gas bottle in the right-hand corner. Oh, my goodness. Max loved it, though. And do you know what he did? He said, Dad, could I have some money to go and buy some crayons because I'm going to print some sheets out of, I don't know, Bible animals or something. There's no such thing as Bible animals, is there? Just animals. Just animals. I said, okay. Can I have some money? I said, you can have every penny I've got, but we're church planters. We ain't got nothing. You can have crayons for the kids on Sunday or dinner tonight. And of course, he's only 11. He said, I'll have dinner tonight. No, but I said, Max, go and raise that money. And so he did a project where he went online with Just Giving. They did a project called Yimby, Yes in My Backyard. And he said, I want to raise £4,000 for my kids' ministry. And he put it online and he put videos online. And through the Just Giving page, and we met some of the people who work at Just Giving, they said, no one's really ever raised on this project more than £500 because he wasn't doing anything. He was just asking for money. He wasn't cycling to Cyprus and back. He's 11. He wasn't allowed to go to the co-op and back. And he went lying and he did videos and said, hey, I want to start. I'm a new church executive pastor. And, he just propped a few cushions on the chairs. So he looked all day. He said, send me your money. They were amazed. He raised £4,000 within a month from people around the world, some of which we don't even know who they are, but we took their money. The guide makes a way, but the hero, the 11-year-old church planting hero who wasn't even disclosure checked. I don't think you can get disclosure checked at 11. Anyway, he hadn't been to Bible school. What did he know? He knew he was a hero. It's amazing when you're young, obstacles are nothing. A few more. The guide gives direction. The hero is direct. I wonder if God's saying, get on with it. Come on. Have you ever had a conversation with that person? You know what they want to tell you, but they're going round the house. And you think, come on, are you trying to say this? Yeah, how did you know? It was obvious. I think sometimes God is just saying, come on. I've given you the direction. I need you to be direct. Ditch the 2030 plan, people. Let's work on the 2017 plan. The Christmas 2017. Ditch the 2030 plan. Number four, the guide empowers and equips. The hero recognizes that he is empowered and equipped. We need to give another t-shirt away, Max. My time is running out. All right, is this another skinny girl one? Now, I sent my wife to buy superhero t-shirts. She comes back with so many little skinny girl ones. I've got a really skinny boy in here. Who's a hero? Who's a really... He's not going to fit into that. Someone nominate a hero in here who could fit into this T-shirt. Would you fit into this? Yeah. Come on then. What's your name? Who's this? Ben? Dave? We're just sharing different names tonight. Come on, mate. Go on. Squeeze it on. I would have worn it, of course, but I don't want to show off. Too many ripples, you know? Yes. Oh, praise the Lord for a muscular body like that. Thou shalt not covet. Sit that side, because you don't want two whites together. Thank you. We need another one. I don't want to be cheeky. But it's a double XL. Give it to me. Come on, can you nominate a hero? Someone nominate a hero? Not Pastor, come on, we know he's a hero. Someone else? This guy here, what's your name? Carl, doesn't matter, we're going to call you Simon tonight. Come on out here, Simon! Come on, Simon. Simon, I don't know who you are, but the fact you're here tonight, I want to say God thinks you're a hero. And I don't know you. I don't need to know you because I'm not looking for the perfect person. I don't ordain you. I don't qualify who you are. God does. So stick that on and go and sit next to Wonder Woman down there and talk about how you're going to save Preston for Jesus. Come on, give it up for Simon. My time is up. I'm going to a few more, then the band's going to come up. The guide supplies the finance for the mission. I love this one. The guide supplies the finance for the mission. The hero delivers the finance for the mission. Come on, we need some heroes that will release the finance that God has given you. He's given us more than enough. We need some financial heroes which say, do you know what, God? I ain't got much, but what I've got, I'm going to share with you. I may not be able to buy a new building, but I can pay for the coffee this week. I will bring my tithes and my offerings because that's all I've got. He's looking for a hero. The guide puts out the call, but the hero answers the call. The guide draws the picture, but the hero paints the picture. In other words, God has not prescribed exactly how you're to reach your neighbor or to reach Preston. Just get on it and fill it in. If you want to paint the picture pink, paint it pink. If you want to paint it blue, paint it blue. God doesn't really care how you do it. He just wants people to come back to him. He's so desperate. The guide uses the flawed. The hero embraces their flaws. We're not looking for a superhero. We're just looking for heroes. God said, I'm just looking for a man who will stand in the gap. The guide needs a hero, and the hero needs a guide. God's method is a man. God needs you. He doesn't just want you. He needs you. Jesus said, it is finished. I'm off to heaven. Over to you. What do you mean over to me? The disciples freaked out. They panicked. Read the Gospels and the book of Acts. They panicked. They were losers. They really were. Jesus said, no, I've given you enough. I've taught you enough. I've shown you enough. I've been with you enough. Now he's the Holy Spirit. Boom, I'm off to heaven. He ain't coming. When Jesus comes back, you just be careful shouting Jesus back, because when he comes back, that's it. He ain't coming back to fix things. He's left that to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. The guide sends revival. The hero is revival. Revival is in the room. I wonder what would happen. Don't hate me if you love prayer, because I love prayer. But I wonder if we reached people and loved people twice as much as we prayed, what would happen? Should we pray? Of course we should be praying. It's the very foundation. But if we spend all our time praying, I don't know. I just don't think that cuts it. Because we are revival. And I know tomorrow morning, you'll wake up and you'll look in the mirror and say, really, God? Really? It's interesting. Any superhero movie you watch, they all have doubts. Batman is so insecure. Spider-Man, he's pathetic. You know, every time they make a new Spider-Man movie, they find the most pathetic, wet, skinny little boy to play Spider-Man. Why? Because he's riddled with doubt, but he knows he's called to be a hero. You may feel like you have nothing to give. You might feel, who's over 70 in this room? Anybody? Sir, madam, I want to tell you, life's just beginning. We need some bald head and gray hairs in our life. That's the truth of it, sir. Let the young people have their disco music. But we need the generations. You've seen things and you've been on faith journeys with God that these kids could only dream about. God sees you two as heroes. I wouldn't dishonor you by making you get into one of these t-shirts, but we should give them a big round of applause. We see you as heroes in the faith. The guide has completed his work. God said, I'm done. It's over to you. The next time you see me, we'll be in heaven together. In the meantime, you are the hero. It's over to you. He's looking for homegrown heroes.